God is my all in all. You all may have your seats in the presence of the Most High God. I'm mobile today. So I'm mobile. I got it on the hip. So I feel like I'm on wheels. Yes. God is my all in all. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O God, be acceptable in your sight. For God, you are my strength and my redeemer. You know, have you ever been reading the scriptures and the Lord just be preaching to you? You ever feel that way? Mark, I know you do. That's why them poems be coming to you the way they do, man of God. When God's word preaches for itself. Jesus being the fulfillment of everything that we need. Jesus, perfect Lord and Savior. Jesus, who stepped out of eternity into time to redeem us back to the Father. See, you know, Dion, we have been knowing her for years. We've been knowing her for decades. We're going to keep it 100, okay? I was 15 when I met Dion. I'll be 40 if the Lord lets me live to see May 24. That's a long time. Anyways, Dion's older than me. I just want to let everybody know, because she tries it all the time. She's older than me, praise to God. All of my friends are older than me. I am the youngest of the crew. Yes, by 6 months, but for the most part. But Dion and I, and I'm not going to tell all of her testimony, but you see, when she's up here singing, I remember laying at the foot of her bed in the hospital in the ER room. And hearing the doctor use all of his medical jargon. And the Spirit of the Lord, it's not me that knows this stuff. I don't care how much Chicago Med and ER I've watched over my life, and I think that I'm an uncertified board doctor. It's happened. But it's the Holy Spirit who quickens us to help us. So he was using all his medical jargon. And I said, are you saying she had an aneurysm? He looked like, oh, you speak doctor. But I thank God, because when he gave us for the women's retreat last year, in 2022, I shall live and not die, out of Psalms 118. I looked at her. I said, you come to the retreat. You're supposed to be singing a prayer. You shall live and not die. Like, no. This is when we have to stand on the word of God. Yes. If we're not going to stand on the word of God, then what are we doing? Right? We have to ask ourselves. So today, as we're going to look at one verse of scripture, just one verse. This might be, I don't know, asterisk sign, the shortest message I ever preach. We don't know. I got a lot of pressure here over in the corners, so I don't know. But God is my all in all. Sister Sandy, if you could run me my phone, I'd appreciate it. But Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock and firm strength of my heart and my portion forever. Okay. Have you all read this before? Mm-hmm. Does it get you every time when you hear it? So picture this. I'm going to take you all back in time. June 7th, I'm in San Antonio Hospital with sepsis in my body, and I'm dying. But God, my flesh was failing. 1976? Oh, I was like, no, I'm not that old. That's y'all. 84 over here. Get it together. My flesh was failing. And I'm going to tell you, if you have never been at a place where you know that death is imminent and you know that you're not ready to die, it's a scary place. Mm-hmm. It's not just because you got things you want to do. We all got things. The only one who was ready to die is Jesus Christ. He came, let his parents know, I got to do the work of him who sent me while it's day. I got to go. You don't understand. I got to die. You don't get it yet. You will, right? He told his disciples the moment he started preaching, I ain't gonna be here long. So we gonna do what we gonna do, but I need you to know the following things. He's the only one who was prepared to go because why? He is the Lord God Almighty. Fully God, fully man. But yet when Lazarus died, we see him weep. Yes. When sickness happens and he sees so many people unbelieving, it hurts his heart. Yes. Because it's just, haven't I done? Don't you know who my father is? Yes. You've heard from the prophets of old and you still don't believe? Ah, you're shepherdless, but I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. I'm here for you. Jesus is the only one. And Paul, bless his heart, Paul knew his time was approaching. Yes. He said, it's now time for me. I got to go on back. You know, it's time. My departure is at hand. So he wrote, and I do believe that we get a heads up on our way out. I do believe that. Mm-hmm. That's just me. If you need scripture to find that, just keep reading. But this is me. I believe you get a heads up. And I was in that hospital room, mad, sad, scared, petrified, because Sapati was still battling cancer. And, you know, the Lord gets your attention ahead of time to let you know, I need you to focus on me. He has a way of doing that. But oftentimes, Samantha, we miss it. We're so caught up in the mundane of life. We're so caught up in feeling like I got to do this and I got to do that. And God has said, you can't do nothing without me. Amen. When did you think that you are the bread and butter of life? I am the living bread. I need you to know that it is in me that you live and move and have your being. I need you to keep me at the focus. So Sapati was battling. Sonia, trying to get her through school, encouraging her. Tavita, doing his thing. Mom and dad, and then it comes to a point, I'm scared, sad, frustrated, and all these things. Finally getting a relationship, I was like, so this is what happened, Jesus? I finally get a man. It's funny, and funny in a lot of ways, but anywho. And I'm mad. Because I'm trying to figure out where this came from, where this sickness comes from. My flesh was failing. All kind of thoughts entered my head. Now, even though I was scared to die, even though I told my mother I was dying, I didn't want to die. To the point where I was laying in the hospital room, I said, God, I know I ain't did what you told me to do. I know it. And I really don't want to stand before you, Brother Steve. I don't want to stand before God and tell him, I know I didn't do it. So sorry. I don't want to go to the other place. When you haven't committed your life, you can go to church all you want. You can read the Bible all you want. But if you haven't committed your life to Christ, you've been doing form and fashion. Because when you commit your life to him, now you're saying, God, I don't want to keep leaning to my own understanding. I don't want to keep feeding my flesh. I want to dwell in your presence, and I need your spirit. Okay, so I'm crying. I'm dying. I don't like my nurses, and I let it known. Because it wasn't about them. I didn't want to be there. And I was mad. Then God does what he does. I'm laying in the hospital bed crying. And remember that old James Cleveland song? All everybody underneath 1984 probably don't know. It's okay. I'm technically born in 1967, but that would make my parents' situation a little different. But I'm a forerunner. I don't know. Anywho, listen to the lyrics that James Cleveland did back in the 70s. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never come short of his word. God is, as the choir sings. I got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, keep my life clean each and every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn back. God is. So, y'all, that's a good place to hallelujah and shout right there. Because I'm telling you, I was in the bed crying, but he gave me that song in my head. And as I'm singing the song to myself, tears is running down my eyes. I want to go with you when you come back. Yes. God, I come too far. And I've got, God is. Yes. And then, you know what's so, now mind you, now I'm trying to find the song on the phone with one arm, because this arm's down. I'm trying to find the song, and that song stayed on repeat. And then Sister Margo O'Neill, Sister Barbara Coleman's sister, she came into the hospital room a couple days later, brought balloons and everything. People trying to cheer me up. And what did she have in her car she gave me? Psalm 73:26. And I just began to cry because, Christy, God will meet you at the point of need where you are. Because, you know, it's one thing for you to see God work in the lives of others. It's one thing when you heard the testimony that old Camille couldn't breathe when she was a baby, had a hole in her heart at 5 months. And you know, my dad goes down the testimony. He begins to talk about, oh, you know, she couldn't put nothing down. And we had the surgery and, you know, we gave her a bottle. She take that down and she been drinking ever since. You know how he do. That's his testimony of seeing what God can do for his children. You know, and I've been in car accidents, some of my own accord, others because they just didn't know how to drive. And I know God to be a protector in that situation. And I've watched God mend Sapati's ear back to her head. And when you've seen God heal family members and you've seen restoration take place, but every now and then, you need your own conversion story. Every now and then, you need your reminder. Every now and then, you need to know that God is the strength of your life. Yes. Sometimes we forget. That's why God was so insistent with Moses. Make sure they remember me. He told Joshua, make sure they remember me. I need, just as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. So when they cross through the Jordan, go ahead and take these 12 stones and have a memorial. And I need you to know that when you look over the expanse of the promised land, know that I'm faithful. I'll never fall short of my word. So God is my all in all. So let's do some English real quick. Let's talk about all for a second. How sometimes we say things in a cliche way and we don't understand the depth of what they mean. And I believe God wants us to be well informed. It's great to say, God is good all the time God is good. Yes, that's a fact. It's not a cliche, it's a fact. So sometimes when you do the do you know Jesus check, you be like, God is good. You be waiting for him all the time. There we go. Okay. You know, you do the check. Take your time with that. And just before we move any further, do you know he's good? Do you know he's good? So if I ask you how you know he's good, can you tell me? Because that's what we need to be. We have to be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within. I don't have to sit up here and, well, hold on, let me call Sandy and Mommy. They want to know, why is God good? Uh-huh, and you want me to say what? No. You need to have this in your heart. You need to have, David said, thine word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So when I say God is my all in all, it's not just lyric of the song. I'm at a place in 2023 going in. We're going to go into 2024, Uncle. If the Lord allows us, could you imagine saying 2024? Way back when you didn't think you was going to see 99, right? Let's go way back. Remember back when you was in 62? Did you think you was going to get into the 70s? Man, he's old. He's old. He's old. Just letting you know. You know I'm going to be me no matter where I go. But here's the thing, y'all. If the Lord allows us to see 2024, can you think of all the blessings he's blessed you from the top of January 23 to where we are right now? When you wanted to give up, when your worst day, Andrew, was your worst day, but now you look back and you're like, I can't even remember that day. What? When sickness came in like a flood, but God healed you like no other? Ooh. When it could have went another, see, Dion, we be talking. It could have went another way. Yes. And let's say it like this. It should have went another way. But God stepped in. Hallelujah. What the enemy means for evil, God works it for our good. It was good that I was afflicted, that I may learn his statutes. God, I thank you for the sepsis. I thank you for the cancer that you allowed me to witness in Sapati. God, I thank you, oh God, for the everlasting life. God, I thank you. It sounds crazy to say that because I don't know who wants to see somebody suffer, but when you can still see the hand of God, even when it don't go your way, when it don't come out how you want it, but it goes the way he said. And what he says, oh God, it shall be, not a maybe, not a if or that. No, it's a certainty. God, I thank you. So all as an adjective, which is a descriptive of oftentimes a noun or a pronoun. God is my whole amount, extent of everything. He's all, lacking nothing. As an adverb, only and exclusively. He's the only lover of my soul. He's the only captain of my ship. He's the only one that I want to go to bed to and sleep and go and wake up to until the Lord bring the husband. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. But until then, and even after then, it's still going to be you, Jesus. You feel me? Exclusive. Does God have exclusive rights to your heart? Does God have exclusive rights to your marriage? Does God have exclusive right to your desires? Does God have exclusive rights to your mindset? Are you exclusively including him in your plans? Or do you do what you do and say, okay, God, now bless this? If we can answer to that one, we got some work to do. He's just. He's just God. You wonder why Uncle Tyrone be so happy? Because he has some life experiences where God just did it. Yes. Your sister Millie was in the hospital for almost 2 years. But God. She at home right now? Amen. Just God. Sister Patricia started coming to the church about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, eight, 9 years ago, maybe less. I'm gonna say eight. Goes with this in my mindset. And I watched her play that tambourine over at 2802 and rejoice in the Lord when the girls was up there singing, "This is Amazing Grace." And without fail, Mama 2 was hallelujah. And when Mama 2 says hallelujah, oh, I feel it all in my back of my bones. I'd be like, yes, God. I'd be looking for it too. I'm like, oh, yes. When the saints are in worship and Mama 2 would be rejoicing and Sister Patricia, she had to put that tambourine down and just, whoo. And all those times, running out of service, got a fried chicken for her husband, who at the time wasn't saved. But was a good man, as she said. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a good husband. Bragged about you, Pop, like nobody business. was proud to be a Henry. And look what the Lord did in 2020. Exclusively. Only. Just. So even when our flesh, because, you know, our flesh may grow weak, and sometimes our heart will get weary in grief, in sadness, in trials. I don't like feeling the way I'm feeling. I don't like, and you know, you get weary, but the scripture says, be not weary in well doing, for in due season. The salvation for Papa David was in due season. We got to wait on the Lord, like David said, and be of good cheer, knowing he will strengthen, because God is our strength. Yes. Last one, pronoun. Everything and everybody. Your mother passes away, father, best friend, child, husband, wife. That void is real. You can't call them no more. You can't see them no more. You can read text messages till you blue in the face. You can send them and they won't respond. But do you know the scripture says, when mother and father have forsaken me, the Lord will take me up? Sometimes we look at forsaken as an enmity and strife. But death is an enemy in a lot of ways, because ain't nobody trying to be a friend of death. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. Yes. Death don't have no power over us, Andrew. The grave, we just got to go through that way to get home. We just passing through. That's all it is. But we understand that even when those absences happen, when that hurt happens, we got to go back to the scripture that he's my portion. Yes. Yes. He's my strength. He's my redeem. So if I could just make this appeal to everyone, it's simply this. If you have not put your hope in Jesus, if you have not said to yourself, I'm sick of doing business the way I've been doing business. I don't like feeling the way I've been feeling. I need a change in my life. I can't keep worrying about the people, because if you read Psalm 73, Asaph was worried about the people. When you see people get promoted over you, when you see people get married before you, when you see people get that car or whatever, and let's be honest, we are all, Chucky, you know how we are. We all are a work in progress. Sometimes we're not happy when somebody else gets something before us. Right. We're not going to tell the truth? Right. Oh, no, that's so good. Dear Jesus, you blessed her. Thank you. But, and you start singing, pass me not, oh, gentle Savior. And then you get Baptist, yeah, oh God. Like, you didn't grow up Baptist. How you get so Baptist so quick? How did that happen? Andrew be like, oh Lord. Be like, huh. Samantha be like, that's interesting. That's new. But here's the deal. We all feel like that. It's a human response. Because flesh will feel humanity, sin-based feelings. But the goal is, as Christians, as those who desire to be more Christ-like, is not to keep ourselves in that feeling place, mm-hmm. but go into the knowing place. Right. And that knowledge is, God shall supply all of my needs right. according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. His riches. His riches supersede that of a Jay-Z young man. His riches supersede a Warren Buffett. His riches supersede a J.P. Morgan Chase. So we have to know that we know that our not only our Redeemer lives, but that God is faithful to his promises. Right. Yes. We read about faith of David today, and the comment was brought up that they had already got the access that they would get the land. that they would be victorious. But they didn't know, they were still, you know, doubtful. Do you know that you are more than conquerors through him that loved you? Do you know that if God be for you, who can be against you? When the script, you gotta, sometimes you gotta read it with a little more ethnicity, maybe. Maybe this is commend, this is commend. Pastor didn't approve this part. This is me. Who can be against us? You gotta say it with boldness. Like that one comedian says, say it with your chest. Who can be against me? If God is for me, I don't care if it's my job. I don't care if it's these bad kids. I don't care if it's a credit score. Who can be against me? My God is for me. He is Jehovah Nissi. So you have to remind yourself when you start to feel, I got to get to the know. I got to get to the knowing power of my God. If he's your all in all, when storms of life come, because they will come, do you know that he's your all in all? In the New Living Translation, he says, my health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains. He remains. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. Asaph understood this man of God. He's a songwriter. But yet he knew how to preach a sermon in a song. He said, man, my foot almost, he started off, he says, surely God is good to Israel. So he has some confidence and he has some knowing, but he got into his feelings. When he saw the prosperity of the wicked, it made him feel some kind of way. He was like, look at them. They just be getting up there. They be going on baby help. Oh, I made 10. You'd be like, okay, you ain't do no work. Andre and I can connect on a whole lot of levels, okay? We see folks moving forward and we're like, why? Why do they get to move forward with ease? How does their travel time get approved? How? But if you keep reading, you get on down, he said, but then I made it to the sanctuary of the Lord. And I was reminded of their end. Andrea is a very good friend of mine. She's a mentor of mine. And I tell her all the time, like I tell all of my friends, I'm believing God for you till you see it. Because I know God is able. Yes. On my bed of affliction, on my deathbed, I had to learn this for myself. Right. I heard it and I said it for many years. But until I had a personal encounter with it, oh, y'all, if you don't want to know about Jesus, please don't invite me nowhere because that's who I'm going to talk about. That's who I'm bringing with me. If you doesn't, it's Jesus for me. Amen. I have done a lot of stuff and but he's my all in all. He's my everything. He's just God. He's totality. Yes. He's my strength. Yes. He's my keeper. Yes. He's the reason why I get out the bed in the morning. Yes. And I drive to a job that I currently don't care too much for. But when I get there, I'm like, okay, Lord, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about today. Yes. Somebody, do I need, we're going to pray. I'm that one. I'm that friend now. Because he's my all in all. When Asaph said he made it to the house of the Lord, God reminded him of their end. Mm-hmm. And you helped Asaph to understand that, man, God, if I'm in you and I remain in you, God, I have eternal life. Yes. That stuff don't matter no more. Right. My relationship with you is what matters. Right. So let's close with this. Psalm 73, verse 28 is not on the screen because I did not give the tech team in the person of myself that scripture. But I'm going to read it out amplified. But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have made, Lord God, my refuge and my trust is in him, that I may tell of your works. Sometimes people ask me, why are you so, like, all the time you just have a scripture, like, you just always, and I'm not trying to be spooky or weird, because I'm very balanced. I'll send a meme, a joke. My group, you know how our group chat is, Neon. Come on now. But what I don't play with is about my Lord. And what I'm not going to do is compromise my relationship with the Lord. It's so easy to compromise yourself when you take your focus off of him. It's so easy to make the wrong decisions when you put the Lord on the back burner. Oh, Camille, you tripping. That was just you. We don't ever put God on the back burner. Yes, you do. If you don't pray every day, stay in the narrow way, keep your life clean each and every, listen, it will happen. And how do we stay in his, stay in the narrow way? God, when the moment I wake up, until I lay my, I will sing of the goodness of God. Because all of my life, God, you've been faithful. You have to remind yourself when you're feeling away, what do you know about the Lord? Last scripture over in 2 Corinthians 10:5, cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You got to put that thing under subjection. So when you put your application in, you put in your appeal in, you put in your desire to get a new place in, a new credit check, whatever it is, you have the faith that God, you're going to do it. God, you're going to make a way. God, you're going to open the door. God, if it be your will. Because God, whatever you say so, it's going to be. Because you cause all things. Ain't it amazing? Get in the scripture and see where the all comes in up at. Just do a Google search so nobody have to get paper cuts. How many times is all mentioned in scripture? Pull it up on your app and read every scripture that got an all. One of my favorites, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers out of them all. Every last one of them. So I don't know about you. Amen. Let us stand. God is my all in all. And I'm looking at some people here today who I believe God is your all in all too. But let's just take a moment and let's just make sure we reset ourselves. Not to factory sin settings, but faith settings. Yes. That God, on this day, the 10th day of 2023 in the month of December, God, not only do we recognize that you are good, and not only are you good all of the time, but God, at all times, you are good. Yes. That's why I will bless the Lord at all times. God, and your praises are continuously in my mouth. God, I thank you for blessing us to make it here today. And God, I thank you that you have not only cleansed us, but you have removed all of our sin, all of our shame. And God, you've given us a new name over in glory. So God, won't you touch your people on today? God, we need your help to walk closer with you day by day. God, the enemy does desire to sift us as wheat. But just as you told Peter that you're praying for us, that our faith will not fail. And as God, you convert us, you will strengthen one another, oh God. So God, increase our walk with you. God, remove everything and anything and anyone that's not like you from our lives. Oh God, help us to yield to you, Lord. Help us to silence the voice of the enemy. And God, help us to cast all of our cares on you, because we know that you care for us. God, help us as Dion prepares to move to Houston. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, make her way plain. God, you already provided the job, but God, I believe that's just the tip of the iceberg. Oh God, the husband, the home, the retirement. Oh God, every need, every desire. Oh God, you'll supply according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh God, you said if we suffer a while, oh God, after we suffered a while, you would establish us. You put us on solid rock. Oh God, so do that for Dion. Oh God, and each and every person under the sound of my voice, whether in person or virtually, God, won't you meet their need? Oh God, if there's a heart that needs saving, save God to the utmost. Oh God, if there's a heart that's been backslidden, oh God, as you are calling, oh God, you have whistled for your people. Oh God, help them to hear your voice and run in, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that are standing in need of healing. Oh God, sickness and disease are rampant. But God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You said you heal us of all matters of sickness and disease. So God, have your way. Those that are needing relationship mending with children and with husbands and wives, God, you get in the midst of all of that. Oh, God, won't you bless families? Oh, God, and those that are seeking employment, seeking freedom, seeking a liberty in various places, God, grant it according to your will and your way. And God, we thank you. Lifting up Sister Carol, oh God, and her family, oh God. Lifting up Sister Carolina and her family, oh God. Her children and her grandchildren. God, you see them. And every prayer Pastor Ralph prayed over his family. Oh God, that incense is still burning around your throne. So God, according to your will and your way. Oh God, strengthen my father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, continue to do what you do, God. Oh God, have your way. You did it for the Henry family. God, now do it for the Jackson family. Oh God, have your way. And God, we'll give you all of the praise. We'll give you all of the glory. We'll give you all of the honor. Because God, you are our all and all. And God, we thank you, oh God, that you hear every prayer. You attend to every groan. And God, we're hastening to your throne, oh God. Oh God, this is where we find peace. Oh God, so do it for the Stoll household. In the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We about done, but let's get out here on a high note, Sister Dion. Come on up here and let's get a little Jesus. I'll never forget what you've done for me. Let's put some hands together. Let's bless God in this house on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's praise him, sister. You can get it started. We're gonna worship him. We're going to praise him. And that's going to be our dismissal. Amen.
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 What you've done.